Harder by M. and E. Escapades. Elizabeth opened her door and moved towards the bathroom, leaving a trail of clothes in her wake. She was looking forward to this impromptu rendezvous. She couldn't remember the last time she'd been out, and the mystery of the note was kind of exciting. After testing the temperature, she slid into the shower and allowed the hot spray to wash away the troubles of the day. Elizabeth started to lather up and think about the note. She still wasn't sure how it got onto her desk, or what the evening might have in store. But as she realized her hands were lingering on her erect nipples, he had a good idea of what she was hoping for. God, it has been too long, Elizabeth sighed. She slid her hands down to her sudsy curls, and thought about finishing what she had started, but remembered she was already running late. She finished rinsing off and got ready as fast as she could. The unsigned, typewritten note had stated, Hilton Bar, 7 p.m. Wear something sexy and don't be late. Elizabeth wasn't exactly sure what it was about, but she figured, well, it's a public place. I should be safe. It was 7:05 when Elizabeth stepped out of the cab. She was wearing her favorite little red dress, and judging from the look on the young doorman's face, it was definitely sexy. She made her way through the lobby and headed towards the bar. It was the quintessential little jazz club, dark, candlelit, just the right balance of music versus smoke to give it the perfect vibe. Scanning the booths but not recognizing anyone right away, she made her way to the bar and ordered a vodka gimlet. Elizabeth sipped her drink and continued to search for a familiar face, occasionally catching the bartender sneaking glances at her low-cut dress. She smiled. He was kind of cute and younger. She didn't really mind. It didn't hurt her ego to know she still had that effect on men. And judging by the way her nipples were perking up, it didn't bother her libido a bit either. As she sipped her gimlet, Elizabeth was wondering if her mystery date was going to show. She had been fashionably late, but still ended up waiting. Just as she turned around to ask for the check, E felt a gentle touch on the back of her shoulder. Michael, you left the note? She exclaimed as she spun around.
Who else? He answered.
Elizabeth laughed and gave him a quick peck on the cheek. Sorry I'm late, he said. I didn't have any hot water. He lifted an eyebrow in her direction. Funny, you'd have thought that would have sped you up, Elizabeth said with a smirk. You look amazing, Michael replied. Good answer, Elizabeth blushed. Would you like to move to a booth? Asked Michael. Sure, he said, and let him lead her with his warm hand at the base of her spine. Michael helped Elizabeth into a corner booth in the back of the bar and ordered them a round of drinks. They sat next to each other in the candlelight, enjoying the live band while talking about everything under the sun. Michael's eyes never left hers, and Elizabeth could almost feel the heat behind his gaze. I'm glad you found the note, he whispered into her ear. Me too, she replied, but I didn't follow it exactly. I did run a bit late. So the truth comes out, he laughed. But you did follow the two most important things. What were those? She asked. Well, you found the right bar, and you definitely wore something sexy, Michael said, smiling. Thank you. Elizabeth gasped as she felt his hand on her thigh under the table. Michael, she quietly exclaimed. Trust me, he whispered. Heat shot up Elizabeth's leg as she felt his hand slide under her dress. She nervously looked around to see if anyone was watching as his fingers gently brushed against the lace of her silk underwear. She wanted to protest, but the fact that she'd never had anything like this happen before excited her. She lightly exhaled as Michael slipped two fingers underneath the thin, lacy barrier and began to make slow, gentle circles. Elizabeth tried to control her breathing as Michael slowly slid his fingers inside. She could feel herself losing control, and out of sheer reflex, she tilted her head back and closed her eyes. Michael deftly curled his fingers to hit that oh-so-perfect spot, and E let out a small, involuntary moan. Elizabeth's eyes snapped open. She looked at Michael with a mixture of pleasure and concern. She did not want to have a When Harry Met Sally moment in the middle of this bar. Trust me, Michael whispered again as he leaned in and kissed her passionately. The touch of his lips on hers sent Elizabeth over the edge. She tensed with ecstasy, trying her best to pass her moans of pleasure quietly into his awaiting lips. After a moment, she opened her eyes and looked at a smirking Michael. "Wow," she whispered, scanning the room to see if anyone had noticed as her body continued to tingle. "I'm waiting for someone to walk up and say, 'Get a room,'" she said, and then laughed. "I already did," he answered. "Well, that was a little presumptuous, don't you think?" she purred playfully. "Let's just say I had a hunch you wouldn't mind," Michael said as he fixed her dress and led her out of the booth to the elevator. "So now what?" Elizabeth quipped as the elevator doors closed. "Are you planning on stopping halfway up?" "That's not a bad idea, but I've got something better planned," Michael said as he slid his keycard into the slot to access the restricted floors. "Where exactly are you taking me?" Elizabeth asked. "You'll see," Michael smirked. The increasing speed of the elevator felt exhilarating. Elizabeth watched as the numbers started to flash by faster and faster. They didn't stop. They just kept going higher and higher. She felt the elevator start to slow down as they neared the top floor. She waited for the door to open as the sign flashed 100, the highest number on the panel. But it didn't. Instead, they continued up one more floor. Elizabeth looked up, expecting to see 101, but the sign flashed XXX. The doors opened to a gorgeous entryway with a hand-carved, ornate door. Next to the door was a small gold plaque that read, "Penthouse." "That's one hell of a hunch you had," Elizabeth gasped. "Not really," Michael quipped. "I had another date lined up for 7:30 just in case you didn't work out." "You wish," smirked Elizabeth as Michael opened the door to the most lavish suite she had ever seen. "This must have cost a fortune," she exclaimed. "You're worth it," replied Michael. "Follow the rose petals and make yourself comfortable." Elizabeth looked down to a path made of white rose petals winding toward the back of the suite. She turned back to look at Michael, but he was walking the opposite way. "Follow the path," he repeated over his shoulder as he disappeared into the next room. Elizabeth turned back around and started following the path. It led her through a large living area with lavish furnishings, including a beautiful crystal chandelier. Then she entered a small yet equally impressive dressing room, complete with a gorgeous antique vanity, the likes of which she had only seen watching Downton Abbey. Next came a hallway lined with artwork. At the far end, Elizabeth could see another ornate door. Here, the rose petals shifted to pink, and she followed them past an opening on her left. Elizabeth's jaw dropped as she paused to look into the most enormous bathroom she had ever seen. No, strike that. This was a bathhouse, complete with marble everything, and a tub that would easily fit 4 to 5 people. She started to enter, but remembered Michael's instructions. Follow the path. Elizabeth reluctantly stepped back from the doorway and continued down the pathway toward the heavy door. She paused before opening it to admire its carvings. It looked like an ancient tome to love and sex, covered with engravings of various deities of love, alongside numerous erotic pairings of lovers. As she pressed the gold-toned handle of the door and pushed, her heart jumped. She'd revealed a large, exquisite bedroom, lit by what seemed like hundreds of candles. Her eyes traced the floral pathway as it led to a large hardwood 4-poster bed, completely covered in red rose petals. Halfway across the room, she stopped at a center table to enjoy the fragrance of a massive arrangement of lilies, her favorite. She jumped a little as Michael whispered into her ear, "What do you think?" He circled around her and sat 2 glasses and a silver ice bucket with a bottle of Dom Perignon on the table. Elizabeth walked over and kissed him passionately. She couldn't remember the last time she had felt like this. They continued to kiss deeply and madly, with the lustful desire of teenagers. She was enjoying every minute of it. And as Michael pressed against her, she noticed he was too. But this was no horny teenager. This was her skilled lover, her husband. His hands began to explore her body while their lips and tongues continued their dance. His touch sent electric charges down her body as he caressed her most sensitive yet often overlooked hot spots. He brushed his hands gently against her breasts, circling her erect nipples through her dress before moving further down and lifting the hem enough to expose her bottom and caress the small of her back. Then he worked his way slowly back up and pushed the straps of her dress off her shoulders, allowing it to slink to the floor. More sexy things, Michael breathed, as he admired the red lace lingerie against her bare skin.
They match the dress, Elizabeth whispered.
You bet they do, he said approvingly. Elizabeth laughed as Michael picked her up and started to carry her towards the bed. Impressive, she said seductively. I'm just getting started, he answered, as he gently placed her on top of the bed of rose petals. Elizabeth enjoyed their coolness against her bare skin as Michael took in every inch of her body. My God, you're gorgeous, he said, as he removed her high heels, giving each arch its own mini massage and kissing her ankles. You're not so bad yourself, she said, leaning back and enjoying the attention. Michael began to work his way up her body, lovingly kissing each leg and the back of each knee. Elizabeth arched her back a little in anticipation as he made his way up her thighs. She raised her hips longingly, eager for him to slide off her soaked panties and kiss her swollen lips. Tendrils of electricity shot through her body as Michael's lips brushed lightly against the silk. But she was left wanting as he jumped discreetly to her stomach. Elizabeth would have been disappointed, but his restraint was driving her desire even higher. She wiggled a little as he worshipped every inch of her body with kisses, caresses, scratches, and even a nip or two. Her nipples felt as if they were going to poke through her lace bra, but Michael again teased, only allowing his lips to graze ever so slightly the tip of one nipple. Elizabeth started to move her hands to make him relieve her burning desire, but Michael firmly yet lovingly forced her hands above her head, restraining her as he kissed her deeply. She allowed her tongue to dance with his. She even tried to lift her hips to press against the bulge in Michael's trousers, but he deftly slid himself up above her wanton lust and placed himself out of reach. Her mind and body were screaming, "Fuck me now!" But Michael held her firmly and continued to kiss her. Elizabeth gave herself over to him. She felt like she was going to explode, but she was bound by him, literally. As they kissed, he tied her hands to the bedpost with a silk scarf. The slight biting of the silk into Elizabeth's skin, combined with the naughtiness of it, added more fuel on top of the already burning fire deep inside her. Michael got up, smiled, and walked back to the table at the center of the room. He kept his loving and wanton gaze focused on her as he slowly began to undress. "I've got to catch up," he laughed. "You better do more than that," Elizabeth answered. She watched as he took his time removing his coat and placing it on the table, followed by his shirt and tie. As he laid them on top of his jacket, Elizabeth said, "You better keep the tie. I'm not sure this scarf will be able to hold me much longer." Michael laughed and draped the tie around his neck. He slid off his shoes and socks, then unbuckled his pants and let them drop to the floor. "We match," Elizabeth said, laughing at his red silk boxers. "Well, I've always thought we'd go well together," Michael answered with a wink. He walked back over to set the glasses and champagne next to a bowl of strawberries on the nightstand. "Where did those come from?" Elizabeth asked. "Oh, I've been planning this for a while," Michael replied. He playfully snapped his tie toward the cheek peeking from under her bent leg. Then he kissed the spot where it made contact before climbing back on top of her. Michael leaned in and kissed her briefly, then blindfolded her with his silk tie. A brief moment passed, and then Elizabeth jumped as she felt a cold strawberry make contact with her flesh. Michael started at her navel, dragging the fruit slowly up to her lips. E bit into the berry and felt the sweet juices drip down her chin. Then Michael's tongue rasped against her skin as he licked up the drips and followed the trail down her neck. Elizabeth smiled as Michael's lips strayed further down to kiss the exposed parts of her breasts, while his fingers found the front clasp of her bra. Then their tips brushed against the newly bared skin, and she gasped as he pinched her already rock-hard nipple. When she felt the coldness of another berry on the other peak, she sucked in her breath again. Michael continued to twist the left nipple and trailed the new strawberry to her mouth like the last. Elizabeth bit into it and moaned as Michael pinched even harder the nipple he held, then rubbed the bitten berry against it. The cold juices soothed the skin there, and she sighed with pleasure as Michael began to lick and nibble the sweet nectar away hungrily. After several more rounds of this torturous pleasure, Elizabeth felt Michael sit up. She heard a cork pop and felt the tiny bubbles of champagne pour onto her breasts and down her body. Elizabeth began to writhe in pleasure as Michael started to follow the trail of bubbles leading down her stomach. She lifted her hips slightly as Michael slid the lacy G-string over her wet mound and down her legs. Her breath left her as he began to kiss upward from her thighs to her waiting lower lips. Her body responded with a wave of pleasure when his tongue parted her and unhurriedly explored and probed her most sensitive areas. She felt the pressure building and knew she would come soon. "Fuck me," she whispered. Elizabeth blushed. She'd never talked dirty during sex before, but she wanted, no, she needed Michael inside of her, right now. "Soon, my love," Michael whispered as he slid a finger into her, curling it up to hit her magic spot. Elizabeth tried to reach down and force him up to her, but she was still bound to the bed. He was in control. Her mind raced. She didn't want him to stop, but she was used to getting what she wanted. Elizabeth rolled over onto her knees and felt Michael get up. "Naughty girl," he said from behind. "Then maybe you should..." The smack of Michael's hand on her ass interrupted her. "Fuck me," she said again, quietly. He had never spanked her before, so it was a shock, but surprisingly arousing. She heard Michael's hand coming before it landed the second time, but that didn't diminish the excitement she felt when it did. The mix of pleasure and pain was intoxicating. Elizabeth pressed herself back into Michael and felt him against her. She rubbed herself against his bulging cock and ordered him once more, "Fuck me." She felt Michael move and braced herself for another blissful blow, but instead she felt him slide himself into her from behind. She moaned in ecstasy. Slowly he built the speed and depth of his thrusts, but there was no need to be so careful. Elizabeth was wet and ready. She thrust herself back onto Michael. "Harder," she pleaded. Michael's thrusts became more forceful instantly. He slammed his cock into her wet pussy again and again and again. Elizabeth grabbed onto the headboard so she could meet each thrust with one of her own. She threw herself back into him with a primal abandon that she had never felt before or even imagined. This was so hot, animalistic. It was, oh God, it was so fucking good. She felt Michael's initial jerks of passion just as her own waves of bliss were cresting. They came together with an intensity and passion lost long ago in the constant demands of everyday life. Michael slowly withdrew from her and kissed the hand mark on Elizabeth's ass, hoping she wouldn't mind the temporary tattoo he had given her. He helped her roll over and gently untied the scarf, kissing the silk burns on each of her wrists. Lastly, Em removed her blindfold and kissed her passionately, tenderly. He looked deep into her eyes and said, "I love you." The words she never tired of hearing. "I love you too," she replied. She kissed Michael back, smiled, and said,
Now we need to go try out that mammoth bathtub.